Hey there, fellow humans. Welcome back to another episode of The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom, grit, and a whole lot of real talk. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something that can feel as heavy as a wet blanket. Forgiveness. You know that feeling when someone wrongs you, and instead of letting it go, it just festers. Like a tiny little grudge monster growing in your chest. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Holding onto those grudges isn't doing anyone any favors, least of all yourself. Think about it. Every time you replay that hurtful moment, every time you simmer in anger and resentment, you're basically giving that grudge monster more power. It's like feeding a fire with gasoline, it just gets bigger and hotter, burning you from the inside out. So how do we break free from this cycle of anger and bitterness? How do we cultivate forgiveness, not just for others, but also for ourselves? That's what we're exploring today. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you start your journey towards freedom. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning or forgetting. Listen up, because this is a big one. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying what someone did was okay or pretending it didn't hurt. It's not about erasing the past, it's about releasing yourself from its grip. You can forgive someone without excusing their actions. Think of it like this. Imagine a splinter in your finger. You wouldn't keep holding on to it, letting it fester and cause pain. You'd remove it, clean the wound, and move on. Forgiveness is similarly, you acknowledge the hurt, you let go of the anger, and you focus on healing. 2. Holding grudges hurts you more than anyone else. This one can be tough to swallow, but it's the truth. Grudges are like heavy backpacks we carry around, weighing us down emotionally and mentally. They steal our joy, disrupt our peace, and make it harder to connect with others. Think about all the energy you spend dwelling on past hurts, replaying scenarios in your head, or plotting revenge even if you never act on it. Wouldn't that energy be better spent pursuing things that bring you happiness and fulfillment? 3. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Ever heard the saying, forgiveness is not for them, it's for you? It rings so true. By forgiving someone, you're essentially choosing to release yourself from the prison of anger and resentment. You're choosing to reclaim your power, your peace, and your joy. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is a powerful act of self-love. It's saying I deserve to be free from this pain and taking steps to create that freedom for yourself. 4. It's a process, not a switch. Forgiving someone doesn't happen overnight. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel anger creep back in, and days when it feels impossible. That's okay. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Remember, every small act of forgiveness is a victory. Every time you choose to let go of anger, you're strengthening your inner resilience and creating space for more love, joy, and peace in your life. 5. It's okay to seek support. If you're struggling to forgive someone, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider joining a support group, or seek guidance from a therapist. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine your best friend betrays your trust. They gossip about you behind your back, break a promise that was really important to you, and leave you feeling hurt and angry. It's a gut punch, right? You might find yourself replaying the events over and over, fueling those feelings of resentment. But here's the thing. Holding on to the anger is only going to poison your relationship further, and it'll eventually start to affect other areas of your life. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their actions. It means choosing to release yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. It allows you to move forward with grace and understanding, even if the friendship can't be salvaged. So what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It takes courage, compassion, and a willingness to let go of the past. But it's so worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with forgiving someone? What advice would you give to someone who's finding it hard to let go? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Way for daily doses of wisdom and motivation. And join me tomorrow for another episode where we'll explore even more ways to live a more fulfilling and intentional life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.